All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get you out of here because the Capitol Police are not going to let you sit here forever. So
Tim Krebs at the front of a big tour bus. He's saying goodbye to a group of fifth graders from Florida. He's been showing around D.C. He is a professional tour guide, but he's looking for a different job on Capitol Hill. He's decided to run for Congress as the D.C. delegate. He's up against 23-year incumbent Eleanor Holmes Norton. He thinks his tour guiding skills will carry over nicely. He's also a dad. His two daughters go to school three blocks away from the Capitol. So after he's done with the tour from Florida, he walks to pick them up.
Oh. Yeah, go get
it. Running into parents and friends along the way.
Got my vote.
Oh, excellent. I'm looking for it.
I was off Facebook for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a big joke, well, but it's true, man.
There's the point.
There you go, exactly.
It certainly started as a joke. A few friends wrote in his name during the primary. They shared photos of their ballots and posted on Twitter, and without trying much, his campaign had gotten some momentum, or
Crepmentum hashtag,
as it was referred to on social media.
I did a write-in vote for him. I'm Will Summer. I'm a political columnist for Washington City Paper.
And met Tim, like a lot of people, through Twitter.
I mean, this Tim campaign right now is operating within the very, very small confines of local media, local politics, Twitter.
So we don't have the traditional trappings and infrastructure, and we can only do this in the modern environment. I am hopping on and off tour buses trying to answer emails, and I can do that because I have a phone in my pocket that can connect me to the world. You can launch this on Twitter, but you're not going
to
win it on Twitter.
Krebs says it's hard to fill out campaign finance form on his phone, but he'll finish this week, and then after that,
yard signs, stickers, community events. I hope we have a vigorous debate.
I think if you see Eleanor do a debate with Tim, then you know he's succeeding.
Even if Congresswoman Norton doesn't agree to a formal debate, Krebs will still be able to get his ideas out the way he started his campaign, through Twitter. In Washington, D.C., I'm Ruth Eddy.